Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adina Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Friday evening. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear and welcome to the Zone of LOTO Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Grammy Award winning artist, Mr. Norman Brown. Thank you so much, my brother, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase his new album, The Highest Act of Love, due out on February the 22nd, with the first single released from that album called Free, featuring the legendary Denise Williams. And speaking of legendary, I had the pleasure of having this very talented young lady on the show. I can't believe when years passed by that fast, she released Dimensions, and she has returned with a new hit single, Skyline, the very talented and Lord have mercy, captivating Azra. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome back to LOTO Radio the very talented Azra, my queen. How have you been doing?
Hi, Teddy Bear. I'm good. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Oh, it's my pleasure, my love. You know what? You really ripped it apart at the Met. I'm very proud of you.
Ah, thank you so much. You checked out the video.
Oh, I did. I did a lot more than that. I was actually there.
What? amazing. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I should definitely know.
I said I had to go see for myself, and I said, well, let me go. And, I do that little transatlantic crossing a lot of time. I'll head from Houston to L.A. and see what's going on. And I said, okay, she's at the Mint. A friend of mine said, you know what, I was going to be performing at the Mint. I said, okay, well, let me kind of scoot back down and ease on the back and see what's going on. You had your camouflage working. I mean, you were really working the stage. I said, your vocals have improved greatly. I mean, you've definitely taken another level up from Dimension. Well, let me ask you, how do you feel you've improved vocally from 2 years ago to where you're at right now?
Well, from 2 years ago, I mean, definitely so much. I mean, I've improved so much more than 2 years ago. I feel like as a vocalist, I'm always trying to improve on my voice. So,
right.
You know, the songs, like, for example, like songs I recorded 2 years ago versus the songs that I'm working on now, and even Dimension, which was released last July, you know, it's always a growing process.
You know, the one thing I was bothered by, I wanted to get a T-shirt, but unfortunately, they didn't have it in a teddy bear size. I said, when I get you on the show, we need to talk.
Oh, no. We need to make the special sizes.
I said, wait a minute. You mean I can't even get a 3X? You really? Come on now. I said, that's okay. I was a little hurt. Well, that's okay. It's not a problem. I'll wait. But again, I am very, very proud of you. Now, I got to ask, you provided us with a slice of cheesecake with the new single, of course, Skyline. Love the vocals. Mm-hmm. Love the production. What can we expect as far as either an EP or an album this year?
Well, definitely. I know you asked me this question last year too. Yes. Well, so, I mean, I'm definitely working on new music constantly, and I have a ton of body of work. I have a number of songs, a body of work that I haven't released yet. For example, you know, a lot of the songs that I sang at the Mint were unreleased music.
Okay.
So I'm definitely planning to release more music, this year, as well as perform a lot more, perform live. So definitely am planning to release more music. I can't make a promise that it's going to be an album or an EP or something, but, you know, just stay tuned.
Well, tried, you know, because like you said, the last time I had you on the show, that's one of the things I was saying. I said, wow, you're getting out there and you're doing these live performances and people are falling immensely in love with you. And I said, now they want more. It's like we get a little piece and we want more of your music. And the feedback at the performance was incredible. How did it feel to you? I mean, that's a lot to take in when you have received so much adulation from a live performance. What was it like for you after the performance?
Oh my goodness. I mean, it felt really amazing. And I was like on this like high of just love and people just, you know, relating to my music and just being there and sharing that energy. So, I mean, like I'm still feeling that excitement from last Thursday. And it just motivated me more, to continue to move forward and to just, you know, work on more good music and just continue to show gratitude and like keep moving forward as an artist. Cause you know, like being an artist, there's a lot of ups and downs, because
right.
especially as an independent artist, you know, not only do we have to deal with, you know, focus on our art and our craft, which is ultimately what we want to focus on 24/7. There is a lot of other aspects. There's a lot of other aspects that we have to attend to. So, you know, there's definitely the ups and the downs and the world and everything, but you know, doing a show like at the Mint last week really gave me so much energy and that motivation to just be like, you know what, Azra, like you're again, like you're doing this just as a messenger, just as like the servant to the people and to the people who love music and who connect with me. So it was a very surreal experience, and I cannot wait to perform more. Like, I'm itching to get out there again. So,
I mean, before I go any further, I definitely want to compliment your band. Your band did an extraordinary job. They were tight.
Oh, hell yeah, they did.
they were all point, and I was thoroughly impressed with the amount of energy that you use. I mean, you were moving across that stage like you had four Red Bulls. I mean, the energy was incredible. I mean, it was incredible. I said to be so little, all that energy, and you have such a powerful voice. Do you ever get a chance to kind of sit back? I know. Let me ask you this: did you have an opportunity, or did anyone in your staff have an opportunity to videotape, and you had an opportunity to go look back at the performance? And if you did, what was your impression of what you see as far as how would you grade your performance?
Yeah, sure. So first of all, we definitely had a videographer, a very good videographer. His name is Nick, and he came out and videotaped us and the whole performance. And I will definitely release the final video soon. So we're waiting on that, but I did see all the little clips that, you know, people who came and my friends and, you know, people who are at the show, they tweeted about it, they Instagram storied it. So I was able to watch those, and, you know, as a performer and as a vocalist and just watching myself, you know, I notice every little thing that I need to work on. So a lot of the times my friends and my mentors and my parents, even, they're like, you know, you gotta focus on the, you know, the fact that you did a bomb ass performance, excuse me. But at the same time, like, I definitely saw that I have a lot of, you know, work to do. That's my personal note. But overall, I was very proud of it. I was proud of my band. I mean, my band is awesome. Those guys, like, they're so positive, they're super talented, and they're very dedicated. So I can't wait to see what other magic that we can create together, you know, moving forward at more shows. But yeah, definitely watching myself. I mean, I was very proud, but as a very hard self-critic, I was definitely, you know, writing notes and trying to figure out ways to get better.
Well, you know what? One of the things that a lot of people don't understand, people that are on the outside looking in, is very challenging for an artist to dance and also remain, their vocals remain on point at the same time. That takes a lot of practice. I mean, a lot of practice. And to see you do so much movement and so much dancing, I mean, going across the stage, and it was like, I'm impressed. She's not running out of breath. Her vocals are still on point. But then in the back of my head, I said, you know what? She's her own worst critic, and she's going to find something, a stickler, that she's not happy with. What are some of the things that you've seen that you feel that you need to improve on as far as your live performance?
Well, thank you, first of all. So I think that I need to work on just overall, just, you know, just continuing to grow. At the same time, like, you're right about running around and dancing around the stage and singing at the same time. Like, I realized that I need to continue to work on my stamina building. So, you know, during my rehearsals and my vocal exercises and everything, I try to do a ton of, I'm very physical when it comes to my vocal, like, rehearsals. But I think, okay, I need to incorporate a couple more different types of exercises. You know, I run a lot while I sing. I try to do that, but I need to do that more just so that I can get my stamina up. Because, you know, for the show at the Mint, I was, I had a full band, and, you know, I did dance a little bit, but I wasn't giving a full on, like, dance choreography performance.
Right.
But Teddy Bear, as you know, like, I'm a hip hop dancer. So in future shows, yeah. So in future shows, I'm definitely going to have, you know, my dancers as well as the band, and I'm going to be, like, you know, breaking it down, doing my moves. So, you know, when I do that and I'm singing at the same time, like, I know I definitely need to have, you know, more stamina and just more strength in general to be able to support my voice as well as, like, all the movement that I'm going to do with my body. So definitely need to work on that. And, you know, obviously with the song, just everything in general, I just got to continue to grow.
Well, you know, again, like I told you last time, what really impressed me about you is that you set goals and you have a priority to succeed, which is very rare, because a lot of people get into this and they really don't understand what it takes to become a successful artist as far as having longevity in this industry. What are some of the goals that you have set for yourself for 2019?
2019, that's a very good question. I definitely have goals. One of them is, like I mentioned, I definitely want to do a lot more live performances. I love to perform, and that's actually my favorite thing about being an artist. I love creating, obviously, but performing and just being in front of, you know, my audience and my friends and people to genuinely connect through music, and just creating that synergistic, like, environment with everybody, that's magical to me. And that gives me a lot of life. So I think for this year, I definitely want to focus on performing. My goal is to perform at least, like, twice every single month.
Okay.
So we're working on that. And definitely releasing more music more often. And hopefully, I don't know, hopefully charting, you know, on different platforms, and just being able to cultivate, you know, and connect with more people.
Well, you're definitely doing that, because you have so many devoted listeners and followers out there who truly love your music. Everything that I've read and I've heard has been positive, which is a beautiful thing. And I must compliment you on the video dimension. The cinematography was incredible. What was that like, putting that together and working on that video?
It was very magical working on that video, and especially because that was my first music video, you know, with a single that I was so proud of, that I am still very proud of, Dimension. So it was very magical, you know, a group of us got together and, like, put our heads together and made this come true. And the DP, actually, who worked on the video, he's phenomenal. His name is Ezra, actually. My name is Ezra.
Okay.
His name is Ezra.
And
so, you know, him and, you know, the rest of the crew, everybody, we all got together, but I love it. And even when I watch it now, we put in a lot of hard work and it turned out the way it did. So I hope that it lives on forever and, you know, it can continue to connect with people, you know, throughout the years.
You know, one of the things I do remember, some of the things that really frustrated you as far as the business aspect of the industry. I remember you telling me, you said, if I'm just left alone just to do music and not allowed to deal with all the red tape that goes along with it, would put you definitely in a much better mental space. And I think a lot of artists go through that, especially artists, independent artists, because they're in charge of their career. They're in charge of their music. And if they're just left to just focus on music and not worry about everything else that goes along with it, it would be a lot less stress. Do you find yourself now in a better place and having a better understanding on how the industry works?
Absolutely. I mean, I've always, because of my business background, I think it's definitely helped me see the music and the music business from a holistic perspective. But like I went through various stages to get to where I'm at right now, and I have a lot more to grow because I don't know anything. But being a, you know, it's very important because us artists and creators, we want to focus on just the art. We want to focus on just the creative. And, you know, when we do that, like, it's blissful. It's great. But at the same time, you know, I realize you can't ignore the business aspect because, like, understanding how all of that ecosystem works is only going to benefit us artists to drive our business, you know, in, you know, towards more success, you know, to the next step. So I think for me, I've kind of got to the point where I've accepted that, you know, both need to coexist, and it's very important to have a team, and it's important to have people around you who can give you that support, that positive support. So then, you know, when it's time for me to create and be in my being zone, then I need to focus on that creative aspect. But then when I need to focus on promoting and going out there and letting people know about what's coming out, my show, my music, then I need to be able to shift gears and do that. And I think ultimately in today's world of music and music business and, you know, just as an entrepreneur, I think it's very important to have that balance.
It's always imperative to be a boss and be in charge of your career and in charge of your destiny. It's vital, especially being in this industry we call music. I got to tease you a little bit. One of the stands that you took a little stand a minute when you were performing. And I said, wait a minute. I said, now, is this Ozra or is this Freddie Mercury? I'm like, what's really going on? I mean, you got this whole vibe about you. I mean, it's like, are you a Queen fan? Are you a Freddie Mercury fan?
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean? Please elaborate.
No, because like I said, it's one thing to be in a studio and create music. There's another to actually get out on stage and take it to a completely different level. And to see you visually and the amount of energy that you have, it's only a few people that I've seen in my lifetime in live performances that have that kind of energy. And Freddie Mercury was one of them. He had so much energy and his voice was powerful. I said, well, when I get you on the show, I wanted to ask you, are you a Queen fan?
You know, yes, I am a huge Queen fan.
Okay.
Fan.
Okay.
Yep, a huge Queen fan. And you know, it's crazy because I absolutely love I love their music, and it's funny because I've always loved Queen music, like their music, but I never actually gave a lot of time to learn about Freddie Mercury. And the band and about the band. And I actually watched Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie that came out not too long ago. And oh my God, great, great movie. Can't believe I didn't watch it the day it came out. I watched it like a couple weeks after. And anyways, so I watched it and it literally, like, just learning more about Freddie Mercury and the band and just being inspired. It really impacted me a lot positively. And now I'm just even more of a Freddie Mercury and Queen, you know, fan and a fellow musician who aspires to be, you know, as amazing, but I mean, they're amazing. Yeah, I'm definitely a fan.
And the reason why I bring Freddie up is because in that documentary, it shows the trials and tribulations that he had to go through to have complete control, because he had a vision for Queen. He had a vision for himself. And that's just to say that you have a vision on how you want your career to be. And I'm saying, stay strong on that vision. Don't let anyone deter you from getting where you need to get to. You have the talent. You have the ability to be great. So I'm expecting great things from you this year. And hopefully, knock on wood, sooner or later, you will bring yourself down here to Houston. There are plenty of venues down here that you can perform at. They would love you. And hopefully you can stop by here to the studio and perform for the Teddy Bear. We would love to have you here.
I would be honored to be down there and perform for Teddy Bear and the LOTL Radio. And yes, I would absolutely be honored to do that. And thank you so much. I mean, that means a lot to me, because as an artist, you know, there's a lot of pressures out there. And it's true. Like Freddie Mercury, he stayed so true to his vision. Even when, you know, big executives from, you know, who's been in the business for a long time, they try to shake him up. He was just like, like, I need to stay true to myself and true to my vision. And look where they are, you know, look where they got to, and look how many people they inspired. And another thing that I really am inspired by Freddie is the fact that he, like, his vision and his message, it came from him. Like, yes, he was a very weird freak, right, in a way. But that's a great thing. That's a great thing. And I believe that, you know, with the art or with inspirations that come from within us, like, it doesn't come from nowhere. It comes from our life experiences. It comes from the air that we breathe in, the things that we see, you know, which all includes the people and everything that's surrounding us that makes us who we are. And if we have an idea or an inspiration that comes from within, and then it becomes a song or whatever, like, that is very relatable, even if it's a little weird. Like, somewhere out there, someone is going to relate to that, because it came from the same place, if that makes sense.
Oh, it makes a lot of sense, because at the end of the day, it comes down having that level of freedom, being comfortable in one's skin, because every artist has a certain quirk that people may say, well, that's strange, that's a little freaky, but you're saying, I'm comfortable who I am. So it's definitely a beautiful thing. And speaking of a beautiful thing, for people who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the Teddy Bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the very beautiful and talented Azra as we get into her latest hit single, Skyline. Can you tell the listeners out there about this new single?
Yes. So Skyline single is a love song. Well, it's a song about love, but it's not about like that. It's not all of just about the fluffy, the pretty, the happy part of love. It talks about the balance of, you know, love is messy. It can be very complicated. It is very confusing at times. And then on the other hand, you know, it's beautiful, it's sexy, it has, you know, all these, it embodies different emotions, right? Positive and negative. And that's what makes it beautiful. So, so that's what Skyline is about, you know, just like a skyline, you know, you see it from afar, you know, you see a skyline, it's so beautiful, everything looks so put together, it looks calm, it's just beautiful. But then when you're actually in the midst of all the skyscrapers in the city and the hustle and bustle, it's pretty messy in there. There's a lot going on. So that's kind of the idea.
I can dig it. I can definitely dig it. Without further ado, far be it from me to deprive the listeners out there from some great music. Let's get into it. The latest hit single from Azra, of course, Skyline, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
And downs have got me so confused, so confused. Falling down, no parachute. Fog so thick it's blinding, can't see through, can't see through. Trying to find my way to you.
Lord have mercy. Ezra Skyline, the new hit single available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Ezra's official website. That's at www.ezraofficial.com. You can also catch up with her and support her on Instagram and Twitter. That's at Instagram.com/TheEzra as well. Official, and also Twitter.com/EzraOfficial. Mike Queen, it has been a pleasure as always. Whatever you need, do not hesitate to let us know. You know, the Teddy Bear has nothing but love for you. And we're going to be waiting sooner or later. We're going to get that EP. And when it's ready, we're going to debut it here first, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Teddy Bear.
Oh, my pleasure. Stay safe, sweetheart.
Thank you. You guys are the best. Thanks, Texas.
All right. All right. The very talented Ezra here in the zone of LOTO Radio. We're going to take a little quick 2 and 2. Got to pay some bills, pay the cost to be the boss. But while I got you here, let's get into some more Ezra with Dimension here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Minutes and moments of clarity open my eyes to the outside. Not afraid of a statement, not afraid to be different. Love interstellar like stars do forever, they burn in the night sky. Take you there to the limit, this is just the beginning. If you come with me, I will set you free. I can set you free. Oh, I'll unlock your mind.
unusual for you to just not call me. It's unusual for you to stop loving me.
You're taking me with you. And I- I'd like to dedicate this to my father, Francis L. It's a song the girls in the band wrote, Lisa and Wendy.
Purple rain, purple rain. Know what I'm saying about a man coming with a hand. Purple rain.
to take you back just a little bit. Prince and the Revolution from the 1983 movie soundtrack, Purple Rain. And before that, my man, Phil Perry, all you got to do is call me. Here in the zone of LOTL Radio, I want to send out a very special thank you to Azra. Thank you, my love, for joining us. And family, be sure to purchase our new hit single, Skyline, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and for those who like a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, stop by her official website at www.azraofficial.com. You can also catch up with her on Instagram at instagram.com/TheAzraOfficial. Lord have mercy. And also family. Oh, before I forget, they're gonna get me if I forget. Lord help me. We got a very special Valentine's Day concert coming up on February the 14th, the first annual Love and Soul event featuring Eric Robertson and Glenn Lewis. It's at the Avion Center in Houston, Texas, right here in the Teddy Bear's backyard. It's sponsored by Black Nova Management at 9371 Richmond Avenue, Texas, of course, 77063. You can purchase your tickets at www.loveandsoul.com. And also, the Teddy Bear is going to be giving away some tickets. Yeah, get in that VIP section. Get your drink on. Get your soul music on. Lord have mercy. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. It's definitely been a beautiful experience. I'm going to see you when I see you, but always remember the Teddy Bear has nothing but love for you. It's definitely been a beautiful thing. 10 years of love, 10 years of positive vibes. I want to thank everyone for joining me on this beautiful vibe. No complaints. I've had the pleasure to converse and make friends with some of the greatest artists in this industry. It's definitely been a beautiful experience. It's amazing to me. Sometimes I sit back, people that I grew up watching and listening and admiring, and then having an opportunity to cultivate friendships, long-lasting friendships, far beyond being on the radio. But to you, the listeners, the supporters, you have meant everything to me and this station, because without you, there's no Teddy Bear, and it's definitely no Zone. So my cup runneth over, being humble and showing a huge amount of humility. It's definitely been a beautiful thing. And I want to close it out with my man, Norman Brown. New album, The Highest Act of Love. The first single released from that album. Featuring the legendary Denise Williams. Oh, and before my program director gets on me, and for those who missed the interview, that's all right. We got you covered in each and every corner. Yes, we do. You can always listen to the interview in its entirety on iHeartRadio, on the iHeartRadio podcast, also on Spotify and the Google Play Music Store. All you have to do is type in these words, LOTL, The Zone, and we got you covered in each and every way. Lord have mercy. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and The Zone, I wish you good tidings and blessings. And as always, keep it soulful, especially when you're vibing with the Teddy Bear and The Zone. God bless.
Hear me now.